Hello, I'm Marianne Penn.
And I'm John Francis.
Very shortly, we will have our weekly information desk and our second feature, this time by Derek James. But we begin, as always, with news from around and about.
A couple of sport-related stories in this part, and the long hot summer has worked wonders for the region's winemakers. But we start with the news that we are to expect talking statues on our Norwich streets very soon.
The stories of the city's sons and daughters are to be told out loud for the first time by bringing together new technology with old statues. A new project called Talking Statues will see the figures of Norwich's past come to life and call the mobile phones of history buffs to tell their tale. Written and voiced by an enviable list of Norfolk's own writers and actors, including Stephen Fry and Olivia Colman, it is hoped Talking Statues will be a success. Alice Whitney, the project producer from Creative Nation, said, "I grew up in Norwich, and since relocating back to the area, I knew that I wanted to do something to showcase the city I love and its incredible heritage and cultural landscape. There are 10 statues on the trail."
Winemakers and grape growers expect to raise a glass to a bumper harvest this month after the hot summer swelled the bounty from their vines. While many East Anglian crops struggled in the heat wave, the climate has been near perfect for grapes growing in the region's burgeoning number of vineyards. Rain in early spring raised moisture levels in the ground before the long hot summer days created conditions more like those in famous wine-growing powerhouses such as California or Australia. At Babu's Vineyard in western Longville near Lenwade, a best-ever crop is expected this year. Peter Ross, who planted his 800 vines in 2010 after retiring from a career with the Royal Navy and Norfolk Police, said, "We're expecting the best harvest we've ever had. The conditions at bud burst and at flowering this year were absolutely perfect. Light airs and warm temperatures have contributed enormously. And of course, this long summer we've had with these beautiful high temperatures has been perfect for the vines. If you could engineer a season for growing grapes, you couldn't engineer it any better than this."
A national charity car wash event is coming to Norfolk for the first time next month. The Great British Car Wash, run by the Red Cross, is to be held in the county for the first time on Friday, October 19th. And residents, businesses and schools are encouraged to get involved by offering to wash colleagues' cars, neighbours or friends' cars, as organisers are hoping to raise enough money to buy 100 wheelchairs for use in Norfolk. Each chair costs £125 and, with maintenance from the charity's team of staff and volunteers, can last 5 years. Callie Smith, Service Coordinator for Mobility Aids Norfolk, said, "We have offices all over Norfolk and Suffolk that are able to supply wheelchairs to people on a short-term loan. We also offer a home delivery service too." And Red Cross fundraiser Paul Fleet added, "I really hope the people of Norfolk will want to get involved."
Jackson Williams took on many tough tests during his professional boxing career, including facing a young Amir Khan, who went on to become a world champion. Now the ex-boxer from Norwich is preparing for the incredible challenge of running across Australia in record time. He's aiming to complete the 2,500-mile run in less than 60 days. Mr. Williams, who owns Tower Gym in Norwich, will be raising money for the children's charity Break. The current Guinness World Record for completing the route on foot stands at 67 days, but Mr. Williams thinks he can complete it in between 54 and 60. He said, "The run is in recognition of Break's 50th anniversary, so I want to run 50 miles a day to mark the immense contribution the charity's made to children in Norfolk in all those years." The 37-year-old is no stranger to epic physical challenges and has already cycled the route to check out the terrain. He said, "The cycle took me 18 days. There's a lot of dangers involved, including the 5-carriage-long trucks we'll be running towards. There are also kangaroos, snakes and spiders. Australia has a lot of deadly species. The biggest challenge will be the heat, especially by the time I'm finishing in Perth. The ex-boxer has already raised the £19,000 to fund the trip and is hoping another £5,000 can be raised through charity boxing shows before he leaves.
Following its tradition of providing young people with opportunities, a city charity has become the new sponsor of an under-11s football team. Open Youth Trust is the new sponsor of Oldcatton Junior Football Club, one of the largest junior clubs in the area, with more than 350 members and 23 registered teams. The club was chosen by Open for its aim of providing organised opportunities for boys and girls from under 6 to 16 to play football in a safe, supervised and fun environment, and its reputation for high child safety standards. Through sponsoring the team's kit, Open seeks to enable the team to keep providing its young people with training and the opportunity to enjoy their sport to the full. Simon Powell, under 11 manager, said the kit looks great and the kids are looking forward to playing in it.